failing fast sounds like a bad thing. But when it comes to fostering the state's growing renewable energy sector, a group out of the University of Alaska thinks failure can be useful. So they've designed a unique competition for Alaskans to come up with renewable energy business ideas that probably won't work, at least not at first. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk explains.
At a sports bar in downtown Anchorage, Huey Winston and Susanna Caldwell are hammering out the final details on a renewable energy website they're creating.
Even like a sun, you know what I mean? Like a solar energy and a Surge AK, whatever.
I think Surge AK, you could have like a little lightning bolt or whatever, you know, like an electrical current or something.
They're designing a website for Volt 49. A competition organized by the University of Alaska's Center for Economic Development. They're one of four teams from across the state who are given a unique challenge related to renewable energy in Alaska, and they have 5 weeks to solve it. One team, for example, has been working on how to power a server farm. Winston and Caldwell's team was tasked with powering an off-grid cabin with renewables. Winston says their concept has changed a lot over the past few weeks. His first idea was a backpack filled with equipment.
Then it evolved into like this cube, which was made of solar panels that kind of fold out.
But then, 3 weeks into the competition, the organizers hooked the team up with a solar energy expert.
To me, what I heard them say was like, yo, that's never going to work. It's way too heavy. Because you have a battery pack.
The expert also pointed out another tiny issue with the whole cube idea.
He was saying every solar panel is rectangular, so there's no way to make a cube with solar panels.
Finding out their cube was a flop was a big setback. But organizer Julia Casey with the Center for Economic Development says that's exactly what the Volt 49 competition is designed to do.
So most ideas are garbage, and I say that in a loving way.
Casey says by forcing teams to develop a renewable energy tool in 5 short weeks, they fail fast. It's based off what's called the design sprint, an exercise born in Silicon Valley. Google uses it to jumpstart new business ideas. Casey says the tight time frame is key.
A lot of times people have a great idea, build it, and 10 years later they realize this doesn't work.
But she says putting garbage ideas out there isn't a bad thing, especially if you can do it quickly.
Usually there's still a nugget of gold. Like there's a nugget of gold in every idea, but you have to figure out what that is and what you're solving.
Casey admits the ideas the Volt 49 teams are coming up with now probably aren't multi-million dollar businesses, and she's okay with that. She says the goal is to unearth those nuggets of gold a little faster, and meanwhile, teach the teams about all the things Alaska's renewable energy sector has going for it.
In renewable energy, we have a lot of expertise in very specific challenges that happen in remote rural places, happen where energy is very difficult to create. So that is really, really cool and can be translated throughout the world and other places that have similar challenges.
There are now over 100 Alaska businesses working in renewable energy, according to a new report from UAA. And most of those firms aren't focused on products. With their experience working in Alaska's remote or extreme conditions, their biggest selling point is expertise. Back at the Volt 49 team meeting, Caldwell explains that's kind of the idea behind the website they developed. It's called Surge AK, and it's designed as a one-stop shop for off-grid cabin owners wanting power from renewables.
There's a lot of renewable energy information out there and a lot of products and stuff like that. But where, if you're an Alaskan, where could you go to find all of that?
Caldwell and her teammates don't think this website is going to make them a lot of money. None of them are quitting their day jobs after the competition ends. But Caldwell says she's learned a lot.
If I ever decided to become an entrepreneur, like, you know, business idea or whatever, it really has shifted my perspective on how you do that.
And that's exactly what Volt 49's organizers are after. Giving Alaskans new skills, and if they're lucky, an early garbage idea that could someday lead to the state's next big renewable energy startup. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.